very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. And this is the Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Gandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the proliferation of parties formed outside the country.
A number of political parties formed in the diaspora have made their intentions to run in the elections next year known. Some of the leaders of these parties have left the comfort of their bases in the diaspora to campaign on the ground.
Some Zimbabweans in the diaspora will most likely not vote from the countries that they now live in. But as Zimbabweans at home warm to these parties,
to join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz short wave from Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And so tonight we want to hear your views on the diaspora parties. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Once again, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke jonga sixoxa ke ngamabandla ezombusazwe asebunjiwe phandle kwelizwe. Siyabona ukubana maningi kakhulu, asingake kasathi kakhulu, kodwa hayi akhona, ayakhona sibili amabandla asebunjwe phandle kwelizwe. Inkokheli zawo amanye afana le Build Zimbabwe, le Zimbabwe First asekhona ke phansi kona le ayakhankasa asesenza yonke imicimbi cimbi enziwayo phambilini kokhetho. Yiko ke lamhlanje sifuna ukuza ukuthi lapho lingali khona, lingali phakathi elizweni kumbe lingaphandle kwelizwe, ukuthi lithini ngalokhu okwenzakalayo, ukubunjwa kwamabandla ngaphandle kwelizwe asebuya ezokhankasa. Jonga
wangu ndizvo zvovateereri nevatariri, hati kukanganwei zuva kana rangodai kusvika remusi wechitatu. Diaspora Forum hurukuro ndiyoyo yatee tichida imi kuti munge muchitipa njere dzenyu tichirovana masoro pamwe chete. Chirongwa ndechenyu Diaspora Forum. Nhasi tiri kukurukura nezvemapato anoumbwa kazhinji nevatungamiri vanenge vari kunze kwenyika. Dzimwe nguva anoumbirwa kunze kwenyika asi achizonoparurwa kumusha, dzimwe nguva vanobva vangonoparurira kumusha vachibva vangoisa hwaro hwebato neutungamiri zvose kumusha ikoko. Ndo mapata atine tichida kunza kuti zvii zvavari kuita kune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze vavanga vagere navo makore esaya, zvii zvavari kuvaitira. Tinonzwa zekiri kutaura kuti aiwa, hatina mari neudzamu hwekuti vanhu vange vachivhota kana kunyoresa kuvhota vari munyika dzavari. Mapato aiyoya ane hukama nevanhu vari kunze. Toda kunzwa kuti urongwa hupi hwavari kuita hwekunge vachibatana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze. Tamboita hurukuro masikati nemumwe mutungamiri webato renopikisa riri kuUK kana kuti riri kuZimbabwe asi ivo vari kuManchester kuUK. Bato rinonzi Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe, rinotungamirwa namuzvare Barbara Nyagomo. Vati ivo aiwa, tiri kunyanya shanda zvikuru nevana veZimbabwe vari munyika dzakapoteredza dzakaita seSouth Africa, Mozambique, Botswana, Zambia, tichivakurudzira kuti ndimuri pedyo munogona kukwanisa kuenda kumusha kunonyoresa kuvhota, endai munonyoresa muvhote. Vari kure anenge akwanisawo kuti anga achiita mukana wokuenda kunonyoresa kuti avhote, hanzi endai munonyoresa muvhote. Chinangwa chiri chokupinda musarudzo dza 2018 mapato anopikisa achitarisira kukunda. Imwe nyaya iripo Chris ndeyekuti mibatanidzwa, mapato iwaya ari kubva angopindawo mibatanidzwa. Tine mibatanidzwa unonzi weNational Electoral Reform Agenda, NERA, kwoita unonzi Coalition of Democrats, CORD. Tinonzwa kuti ivo vatungamiri vemapato vanga vari kunze kwenyika vari kupindawo mibatanidzwa iyoyo. Tinotonzwa kuti nhasi kubvira musi wesvondo kwakune musangano kusvika nhasi nofunga vanopera kuperawo kwesvondo kusouth africa wemapato anopikisa varikuedza kuti vanga vachikurukura vachiumba mubatanidzwa mumwe chete saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichida kuti tarise tichikurukura nazvo Chris
yevo jonga vadalele njengokuzwa lapa omunye wami ujonga uyasikumbuza kuvana ke sikhuluma nje kulombuthano wenziweyo eSouth Africa wamabandla aphikisayo amabandla la abikwa emihlangqalisa ukuhlangana ngempela sonto bale njongo yokuthi basebenzelane ngokhetho oluzayo amabandla la siyabona ubana jonga ngamancane kuphela iMDCT ikhona yini
tisati tanzwa kuti mapato ariko ndeapi naapi tangokwanisa kungotaura nevaviri vatatu vane mapato ariko vangu vachingozvitaurirawo semapato asi tichawana mukana wokuti tinzwe kuti ndivanani vanga varimo kunzwa kwandaita hanzi kune mapato gumi nemashanu ariko anopikisa tichazowana mukana wekunzwa kuti ndavanani asi pari zvino tava namuzvare Barbara Nyagomo vanotungamira bato reprogressive democrats of Zimbabwe ivo vari kuManchester kuUnited Kingdom asi bato riri kumusha neutungamiri vari kutorwa basa hanzi vari kurova ndima kana vechizvino zvino vava kutaura tinogamuchirai nemufaro pastudio 7 live talk muzvare Nyagomo
ndinotenda
ndofunga vazhinji vangada kungonzwa kuti bato reprogressive democrats of Zimbabwe rakamira sei kuitira vanenge vava kuzokupai mibvunzo nevanoda kukomekedzai kana kukuchingamidzai nezvimwe zvakadaro
bato reprogressive democrats of Zimbabwe PDZ rava nemakore mairi rakatangwa takanyoresa nezek tine national structure yedu muZimbabwe nemamembers maprovinces ese muZimbabwe tinewo mastructures nemamembers kudiaspora muUK nekusouth africa
chikuru chakaita kuti munge muchiumba bato chii muzvare Nyagomo tinoona kuti kwakagara kune mapato anopikisa anga ariko yekuti vamwe vaigona kungoti ko vakadii kungopindawo nemapato aripo pano kuwedzera uwandu hwemapato anopikisa
Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe yakagadzirwa mushure mekuine taongorora zvanga zvichiitika pasi taita research muvanhu nekuona mamiriro akanga aita nyika pasina chinobuda kuti chiitwe solution kuti zvinhu zvogadzirwa sei hapana vakanga vachitiuya nemazano ekuti tofambira mberi sei saka ndipo patakaona kuti aiwa mapolitical party aripo yes asi panewo here mapolitical party ari kukoshesa vanhu ari kukoshesa gwara revanhu nehodziro ravo takaashaya saka Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe inotarisa inoisa vanhu pamberi inokudza vanhu nekuti tinoti utungamiriri huri muvanhu saka takanga tipasina political party yakadaro mapati ariko kuZimbabwe anokudza vatungamiriri vanotosvika pakuda kunzi vaitwe kunamatwa chaiko saka isusu yedu bato rinoita reverse waizvozvo kuti vanhu ndee vari pamusoro vanotungamirira vane maposti vese vashandi vevanhu
aiwa zvinokudzwa ndofunga vari kungozvinzwira vachipakura voga kubva mugapu Chris
Yes, Ms. Nyagomo, I would like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, now can you tell us how, since you say the party was formed about 2 years ago, how big is the membership of your party?
We are currently sitting on 2,000 members per each province in Zimbabwe, and at least 1,000 in each South Africa and UK as well.
Now, when it comes to the elections next year, are you going to be able to field members of parliament candidates throughout the country?
Yes, we are going to do that. We have already contested in by-elections. In 2015, we contested in 4 constituencies in Harare of Kambozuma, Highfield, Kwadzana, and Bulawayo. We also contested December 2015 in Kulumane by-elections, where we got the best of our election results. And this January, we contested in Bigita West by election. So we actually have the knowledge and the experience of how we should be conducting ourselves in the view of parliamentary seats and councillor seats as well.
Okay, stay on the line. We'll get back to you. We'll ask you one of the questions that I wanted to ask you was a question on gender, but we'll hold on to that one.
Regai tingozwa pane mumwe mutereri atinyorera ku view weishona Facebook anonzi Edmo Mazivananga. Anzi kuwanda kwetumapato turi kungonyuka uku ndiko kunopa zano kuti iwine, ndofunga arutara zano PF kuti iwine, uye kuwanda uku kuda ukuru dai mapato akasawanda. Zano inokundwa pachena madonga achikuma, amene kuti mune mhinduro here yamungapa muteerera anyorera kuno ku VOA achishandisa Shona Facebook yedu.
Ndaita muZimbabwe 2016 yesendagara January kusvika October tichifamba on the ground. Ndakaona kuti yes, tinogona kunge tichinzwa kuti kune mapata akanaka akawanda 30-40. Basi mukazi nyatsotarisisa akawanda acho angori mazita nemunhu anenge akafunga zita rake. Mapati andingati ari credible, andifunga kuti anosvika kana 15. Vamwe vacho ndivavo vari mera, vamwe vacho vari mukodi, ndivo vane structures nationwide, ndivo vanenge vane members, vamwe inenge ringori zita. Ngatichione kuti pati chaenda kuma elections. Ndinofunga vazhinji vamuri kuona vane huwandi huhwo paballot box chaipo havasviki.
Maybe in English you can expand this. So can you say that some of these parties are banking on the formation of coalitions? Because if you say some of them are just briefcase parties without any structures, but they are participating in the formation of coalitions, are they just out to benefit from this?
I can't speak on their behalf, but all I understand is any coalition or memorandum of understanding that will come up, it's obviously, you know, it is said, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. We wouldn't go and have a coalition with someone who doesn't have a substance, members, or solid policies. We will have coalitions with people that can add value to what is already there. A winning formula is the most important thing.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line.
Yes, yamukeleke umnumzana Mabhena uNqabutho Nicholas Mabhena. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Bani bonani nonke ku Studio 7.
Hayi, siyabonga ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Ungasitshela nje ngamafichane ngebandla lenu esizwa kuthiwa lisungulwe kusemthethweni ngempela sonto. Ungasitshela ukuthi ibandla leli lithiwani njalo limelene?
Siyabonga kakhulu. Ibandla lethu kuthiwa iZimbabwe Communist Party. Singamakomanisi. IZimbabwe Communist Party libandla elizama ukuthi liphakamise lokhu okushutshwa ngabasebenzi, libandla esingathi ngolosemzini iVanguard of the Working Class. Ibandla leli ke ngoba nxa sikhangela imbali, nxa sibuyela embalini yombangazwe kusukela kuma-60s. Siyakhumbula ukuthi amabandla ombangazwe abehamba esiya e-Soviet Union esekelwa ngamabandla amakomanisi kumbe ama-Communist Parties. Laphi kakhulu siyakwazi bonke labo abatrena be-Zipra, bayakwazi betrena e-Romania, betrena e-Soviet Union, betrena e-Cuba. Siyakwazi ukuthi-ke ngemva kokuthola kwethu uzibuse kumbe sesiyangena kuzibuse sasihlabela ingoma sisithi kuyini socialism, sisithi sifisa ukuthi singene elizweni lenkululeko eyi-socialism. I-socialism kuyiyo ezokwenza ukuthi abantu abampofu babe lezinto, bakwazi ukuthi babe lokudla, balale besuthi, bakwazi ukuthi bahambise abantu ababezikolo, bakwazi ukuthi banqabe ukuthi baphethwe ngamakhanda kumbe begula, bahambe emakliniki, babe namanzi ahlanzekileyo emzini yabo. yikho esathi kulwela ngesikhathi sempi. Kodwa ke siyananzelela ukuthi kuthe kufika u-1991 umoya lowo o-socialism walahleka, saqala ukulandela lokho kuthiwa i-economic structural adjustment program, okuyikho okwabulala inotho yelizwe lethu. Yikho kwade lokhu kugijinywa ngakho kuze kufike khathesi. Yikho ke thina sesihlale phansi sathi thina nxa sikhangela amabandla akhona, amabandla akhona khathesi ezombusazwe singani ngama-opposition parties, kasakhulumi ngalokhu okwakuyikho vele ekuqaleni esathi kuhlabe ukuthi sifisa ukuthi kube sabelane inotho elizwe lakithi, lokho esikubiza ngohlelo lwe-socialism. Amabandla sekhuluma kuphela nge-democracy. Nxa sikhangela futhi le bandla lezanu-PF elibusayo abathi bona balibandla le-socialism, lokho bakukhuluma kuphela emlonyeni, kodwa izenzo zabo kayisizo lezo, ngoba bayathatha inotho yethu babeka imali kwamanye amazwe. Sikhuluma nje khathesi umongameli akekho elizweni uhanjwe ukuthi ayekwelatshwa kwamanye amazwe. Nxa ilizwe kuyilizwe esithina lingaphansi kohlelo lwe-socialism, kakulasidingo sokuthi umuntu aphume ayekwelatshwa ngaphandle, ngoba into zonke lezo ziyabe zikhona ezibhedlela zakithi.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Ungathi nje ngesilungu nje, just briefly nje usichazisele ngakhona okutsho.
We are the Zimbabwe Communist Party, the vanguard of the working class. You will know that the struggle for liberation or struggle against colonialism and imperialism as way back as 1893 was against the dispossession of our resources, particularly land, by the white secular regime. As we waged the struggle against colonialism and imperialism, the liberation struggle or liberation movements in Zimbabwe were supported by communist countries like the Soviet Union, Cuba, and other Eastern European countries that gave us military support. When we attained independence, the political leadership under the leadership of ZANU-PF paid lip service to socialism. It never implemented socialism, but what it sought to do was to protect the economic interests of the imperialist or big capital in Zimbabwe. You know that the Zimbabwean government did not transform the commanding heights of the economy so that the people of Zimbabwe, ordinary people of Zimbabwe, will benefit from our natural resources. And it only provided what you call a social agenda in the first 10 years of our independence, which they said, they coined it as a 5-year development plan. Yes, outside the areas which were affected by Kukuraundi, we saw some roads, infrastructure being developed under that social agenda. That was not socialist in character. But when the government went broke, when we were in debt, then it went to the IMF and the World Bank, and they implemented the neoliberal policies starting back in 1991 when it introduced the economic structural adjustment program, which caused so much suffering to the people of Zimbabwe. We'll recall that in 1981, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions was formed as a party organ by ZANU-PF to cool off workers who were demanding better pay, better working conditions soon after independence. But when the regime introduced the economic structural adjustment program, the ZCTU and the other social formations pulled out of ZANU-PF and began the whole process of establishing an alternative. Unfortunately, the alternative, as it was established in September 1999, the MPC, was then hijacked by white economic, by white commercial farmers during the constitutional referendum of 2000, when they sought to protect their economic interests in Zimbabwe. So since then, we have been chatting, particularly the opposition, advocating for neoliberal policies which we were opposing during the ESAPU days. Whereas ZANU-PF has not even championed the socialist policies since then, what we saw is the parasitic bourgeoisie that sought to compete or to replace imperialism in looting our resources. We know of the diamonds that have gone missing. We know of the gold that goes missing. We know of the mansions that have been built by the political leadership, where thousands of Zimbabwean workers are now in the diaspora without any job. So as the Zimbabwe Communist Party, we are saying the first step that we ought to do is to democratize the Zimbabwean state and then transit it to a socialist Zimbabwe, where, because we believe that is the only economic policy that will bridge the inequality that exists in our society.
Okay. Thank you so much for that narration. Now, we have a listener from Dumezweni Ndlovu. Welcome to the show, Dumezweni Ndlovu.
Welcome. How are you, sir?
Thank you. How is Dete today?
No, it's just cool. We are just enjoying to be Zimbabweans under this hard economic and political climate that is very hot, I tell you.
Yeah, let's hope it will cool down soon. Now, can you give us your thought on what we are talking about tonight?
Okay, I just wanted to air my views here. Firstly, I want to say congratulations to all upcoming political parties. But the very important thing for them is to understand that people are different. People come from different political backgrounds. And our religions are very different. Even our physical appearance, we were created differently. Some are able-bodied and some are disabled. So for a political party that wants to emerge in the political affiliation, one has to have a strong heart with his people, a heart of understanding people the way they are. You discover that in Zimbabwe, most of the poorest people are people living with disabilities, because the government of Zimbabwe and all these other upcoming politicians, they don't have a manifesto that will entitle people living with disabilities into the economy. You know, they don't believe that blind people or visually, I mean, or disabled, physically challenged people can lead the nation. Yet at times, these people are also part of the human race. And also the developmental programs are one-sided in the country. So we should learn to balance these things. Because we are one people.
I think we lost Mr. Ndlovu there. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. I hope you are still listening to us. Thank you for your contribution, Jonga.
We have Mukoma Mako Mashongani, Kavaru South Africa. Magadi Mukoma Mako.
Tiribo Mukoma Magadi.
Aiwa, tunofara, zvamada yekupinda mudare redu. Tipei zvamuinazvo.
Jekutanga ndinokenda mai avo vari kuAmerica vari kuti vaitawo party yavo yavari kuda kuona kuZimbabwe.
Regai ndikubatsire, vari kuUnited Kingdom ndokwavanogara asi bato ravo ratovo muZimbabwe nechakare.
Vari kuUnited Kingdom vane bato ravo rave kuZimbabwe. Chatiri kuda panapa, ukada kutarisa nyika yedu ka, nyaya yatiri kunyanyorwa nayo, yatiri kuchema nayo, inyaya yekuti dai tanga tachinja vatongi. Saka tikaita tese tikati uyu ada kuti ndiite mutongi, dai tanga tangobatana semaZimbabweans ari kurwadziwa tese, tabatana takwanisa kubvisa munhu watiri kuda, kureva takwanisa kubvisa iyo hurumende yatiri kuda, kana kuti taisa hurumende yatinoda. Then in a short period of time tinozokwanisa kuzoita constitution imwe yekuti kune avo vanga vane mapato avo, kana vachitaurirana kuti ndivo vanoda politics, ndo vanoziva vanotitungamirira, vokwanisa kuchiti no, isi tanga tauya nemaideas akati, isi tanga tauya nemaideas akati. Nokuti tikawandaka, we give a long rope to ZANUPF to rig, to do whatever they do, because we've been struggling maZimbabwe tichivhota tichiita sei. Vari kudiaspora hatina access yekuvhota, tinokwanisa kuti ndiende nonoregister, ndozoshayiwa futi mari yekuenda kunovhota madays achona, wasvika watadza kuti uzviite. Saka chikumbiro chati chekuti dai tangobatana vese, vabatana maopposition, because zviripo ndechekuti tira kubvisa bato riri kutonga ruri kuchema nevanhu kuti tiri kuchema taida kuti timbochinjawo saka dai vangobatanawo zvavo tinokumbirisa kuti dai tangobatana tese at once kuti uyu anoziva izvi uyu anoziva izvi tese tiri kuziva kuti dambudziko riripo ndere nzara nekusvibika kuri kuita vana vezimbabwe tiri kugara mumasango.
Maita mukoma makurambai muri parunhare, ndofunga muzvare Nyagomo vambootibate batei nyaya iyo, asi vanogona futi kukupindurai dzimwe nguva munogona kunge mapotsana nemhinduro yavo. Muzvare Nyagomo.
Makadii zvenyu mutereri? Nyaya iri kutaura inyaya yakanaka chaizvo. Zvinonzi if you go alone you go faster, asi hapana kwaunosvika, asi mukabatana munosvika kure. Zvichizonziwo we are stronger when we are united. Isusu vekuprogressive democrats of Zimbabwe PDZ tinokurudzira yatinoti collective leadership i part of our core values. Saka zvimwe zvinhu zvatakatarisa muZimbabwe tikaona kuti pamabato ese aripo kuopposition mumwe nemumwe ari kuda kutonga ane zvinhu zvaari kuita. Hapana munhu anoda kutsiurwa kana kudzidza mune zvavatadza. Tikanyatsotarisa tinoona kubvira 1980 maopposition parties inogona kunge iri imwe chete yaedza ichiedza ichiedza asi ichingodyiwa on the same issues pasina improvement vachitodzoka vaakutoda kuti vaite wese. Saka ndo zvinova zvimwe zvakatikurudzira isusu kuti titange PDZ. Taona kuti pane palevel yavanenge vasvika asi levo chaiye chaiye kuti tichinje zvinhu tive neutungamiriri hwatinoda hatisati tasvikaba. Asi ndichitaura kudaro tiri kutaurirana tese. This week yese chaizvo pane mapolitical party 15 ari kucape town vari kutaurirana naizvozvo zvekuti tingabatane sei, what kind of leadership are we looking at, chii chatiri kuda kuti tibatsire vanhu. Tine challenge hombe yekuti vamwe vanenge vane maold habits avakabvonawo kure kubva kuma 1980 vamwewo vanenge vachida kukukumidzwa chaivo. Kuzotiwo isu vamwe vechidiki tinodawo atii kutonga asi tinoda munhu anotitungamirira. Muchirungu tinenge chiti we don't want a ruler, we want a leader. Saka ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvatinozoti pokamini mamwe mabato izvozvo. Tochigara pasi totikakavadzana mune zvakanaka tiziva kuti result yedu ichabatsira vanhu kuti vanhu ndo vari vakakosha kudarika maleaders atinoona chinamatwa ABCD. Ndo zvimwewo zvakaita kuti titange bato kuti atinomirire kuti vanhu vachingopururudza pamuzali vanzwa vocabulary varohwa nevhoko tete. Tinoda kuti paite zvinhu zvinobatika. Saka ndinovimba kuti pakupera pesvondo rino panofanira kunge pane memorandum of understanding between these political parties ekunera neekukodhi akabatana. Ende tichikarirawo kuti vamwewo vasiri munera omukodhi vachauya pamwe chete toidentify munhu ane maskills ane chii chekuti vaofe vanhu veZimbabwe vakuda maleaders vakuda vatungamiriri vari vashandi vanoshanda.
Tinotenda zvikuru muzvare Nyagomo, rambai muri parunhare. Ndofunga mukoma mako mashonganyika mashonganidze mabata zvataurwa namuzvare Nyagomo.
Ndazvibata vakuru, ndimashonganyika. Ndinoti dai varamba vakadaro chatiri kuda ngatibatanei tibvise mubato iro ratitambudza. Baba ndikakutaura izvo ndiri Upington going to Namibia, vana mai vari kunaiwa nemvura panze pameetup vabva kuZimbabwe 8500 kilometers from Joburg kuenda 8000 kilometers kubva muJoburg vakagara panze ndiri mumotikari vari kunaiwa nemvura. We have to do something, vanhu vamwari.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Hanzi chirumu sakasaka chinozvinzwira, vana veZimbabwe vari kunzwa kukurudziro yenyu. Tinotenda zvikuru, mukoma mako mofamba zvakanaka, muchityaire zvakanaka.
Tatenda baba.
Aiwa, maita basa. Chris, hanzi chara chimwe hachipwanyeinda. Ndo zviri kutaurwa namukoma mako kuti dai mapata aungana ashanda pamwe chete. Asi unoona zvakare chivanhu chichipikisana zvakare, unonzwa pane rumwe saying zvakare chivanhu. Hanzi mbeva zhinji hadzina mashe. Saka hatichazova kutoteera chipi chara chimwe here kana mbeva zhinji. Chibhozwa kuna mukoma Mabena, tinzwa zvakamira
sei. Yes, Mr. Mabena, you heard from the other guest that we have that there is a gathering of political parties right now as we speak in South Africa. Are you part of that gathering?
We are not part of that gathering. It is not one of our priorities at the moment because we were not established to get into a coalition. So it's not part of our priority. What we seek to do ourselves at the moment is to build ourselves, is to build our party. And we can only build our party by going to community, by working with organized labor, by working with those that are in the informal sector, by working with organized residents, associations, and so on. So the issue of us participating in some kind of coalition talk is not on our agenda at the moment. We'll only review our position probably around December to say, since we launched in May 2017, we've been operating in Zimbabwe for the 7 months, it will be 7 months or 6 months by then, and then we review our work to say, how then do we approach 2018? What is our attitude as the Zimbabwe Communist Party to the whole question of the 2018 election? So we're not in a rush to have discussions with any political parties around the question of coalition.
Mm. Yeah, but as a party, are you going to field any candidates, parliamentary candidates or local authority candidates, councillors and so forth?
We have not made that decision. As you would know, communist parties by their nature, particularly in Southern Africa, they don't contest the elections on their own. You will know that the South African Communist Party is in alliance with the African National Congress. The Communist Party of Swaziland is in alliance with the PUDEMO, the Liberation Movement in Swaziland. Yes, we have other communist parties outside Africa that do contest elections on their own. So the question of us contesting in the elections is going to be, will be determined by the conditions on the ground. Because the question that is confronting us, because we are guided by the Communist Manifesto drafted by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels in 1884, is to say, what is the attitude of communists to workers' parties? The question that we are confronted with is, do we have, of all the 50 parties that we have in Zimbabwe, a political formation that you can identify as a party of the working people? If there is such a party, ours as the communists, as the vanguard of the working class, is to develop that political party ideologically and be in an alliance. At the moment, we have not answered that question. Secondly, the Communist Manifesto speaks to the question of national liberation to say communists cannot contest or compete against a national liberation movement. And the question again, do we have a progressive or revolutionary national liberation movement in Zimbabwe? The answer is no. What we have is a reactionary former liberation movement, ZANU-PF. So there's no way that a revolutionary Zimbabwe Communist Party can then seek to work with a reactionary political movement.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mabena. Do stay on the line. Chris, I think we have a caller.
Yes, Silo Mbongeni Stole, also South Africa. Sakwamukela Stole.
Ngiyaphila nami lapha eSouth Africa.
Yeah, ungapi kweSouth Africa?
Mina ngiseJohannesburg.
Oh, useGoli kanye.
Freedom Park.
Oh. Kunjani khona ngapha eSoweto?
Hayi, ku-right kakhulu.
Ah, okay.
Yabandanyana nje.
Okay, ungasipha ke imbono yakho.
Mina ngiyabona amabandla mpela a-right kodwa siba khona, kodwa ngendlela embona ngayo, hayi. Mama abandla esenzeke siba maningi kakhulu, so akukho right kakhulu.
Mm.
Ya, ngeke kube right because yena lama opposition akhona kwamanje azama ukukhulumisana kunamanye afonywayo futhi mbona ngathi into ebuyisele emuva kakhulu le. Njalo lama opposition mancane azima akunabantu abawaziyo, kuyadida abantu umqondo ke lokho.
Mm.
Kakhulu ngoba yena la khona right azama ukuthi abambane ngapha baforma amanye ama opposition. Ugcina ungasabonakali ukuthi kwenzakalani kahle kahle.
Manje ubona ungani kuyini okungenziwa? Siyabona ukuthi imizamo ikhona kodwa siyazi njalo ukubana imbono yabantu yehlukene abantu abanye abasuka kubandle elifanayo elilodwa kodwa behlukane ngenxa yokuthi imbono yabo iyabe ihlukene. Ubona ngani bengalethwa ndawonye njani njalo ngubani?
Uyayibona yena lenhlanganiso yelera yena leya bayifomileyo ngendlela mina engibona ngayo iyazama ukuthi iwaqoqanise lawo mabandla wonke nawona laba kade bephumile bonke otenti ayibiti labo siyababona nawo bazama ukuthi bavumelane. Siyababona nje emhlanganweni ukuthi manje sebehamba bonke kutho ukuthi le yiyo indlela engiyibonayo mina ebilula kakhulu eyiyezwiza ukuthi siphume kulolu hlupho lezano-P F. Manje inkinga esikhona nanka amanye la aphuma amanye amabandla amanye bayaqala futhi bayenza njani ngibona ngathi kuzogcina kubuyisela emuva zena lezi zinto futhi mina because ngamabandla amancane kakhulu futhi yena la wazobe lokho esefuna izikhundla futhi nawe sifuna ukuthi nawe aphathe kuphi uyabona kugcine sokudoniselana futhi zenza izinto uma sebehleli phansi kube nzima ukuthi bavumelane.
Hayi siyayizwa imbono yakho.
Hayi
sibongile siyayizwa umbono wakho. Sizabuza omunye silayo ukhona umkhokheli welinye lamabandla lapha umnumzana Mabhena enxenye ngakuthi fahla fahla kodwa ke awungafaka ucingo lwakho phansi ulalele ukuthi uzathini impendulo.
Alright baba ngiyabonga.
Ta okay Mr. Mabhena nanto ke dabulu zwini.
Siyakhumbula ukuthi ensukwini ezidlulileyo kulalokho kuthiwa yi-Afro Barometer ethe yona ama-opposition parties ikakhulu umkhokheli uTswangirai i-support base yakhe isiyehlile singaphansi kwe-20%, kwathiwa umama uMjuri support base yakhe ngaphansi kwe-5%, abanye ngaphansi kwe-1%. Wathi-ke ibandla lezanu-P F loRobert Mugabe babalelwa ukuthi bangaphezu kwe-64%. Eqinisweni nxa kungolwesithathu njengoba namhla kungolwesithathu uyathola ukuthi indawo eziningi emakhaya iZANU-P F bayahlangana ngaphansi kwezihlahla uyathola abantu bebuthene besemhlanganweni yeZANU-P F. Ungakhangela ngo-May Day umhlangano akade ukhona kugujwa usuku lwezisebenzi eStanley Square olwe-ZCTU, i-ZCTU ebalwa ukuthi nge-opposition abantu kade bebancane kakhulu. Ukhangele futhi eHarare eGwandzura Stadium lapho kade kulabantu khona futhi i-ZCTU abantu kade bebancane kakhulu. Ubuse ukhangela futhi eChinoyi lapho ilokhu zen i-trade union le-ZANU-P F abantu kade kungani banenganyana. Ungakhangela futhi amatoyitoyi akade senziwa ngabantu bezanu-P F kakhulu bezama ukuthi baxotshe uKasukuwere. Uzabona ukuthi abantu abancane abatsha ebade begijima phambili bekuzanu-P F betoyitoyi. Umbuzo omkhulu okumele sizibuze wona ukuthi kungani izizalwane zeZimbabwe zigijima lezanu-P F ngoba siyakubona kuyenzakala. Kungani ama-opposition parties abantu belokhu besehla besiya phansi? Yiwo umbuzo thina njengamakomanisi esifuna ukuthi siwuphendule ngoba singananzelela i-Afrika yonke uRobert Mugabe lebandla lezanu bayamhlonipha lebandla lakhe bathi nguye umuntu oyi-pan-Africanist. Ama-opposition parties wahle kwathiwa lawo ngamaphathi amakhiwa afuna ukuthi sibuyele ngensuku ze-apartheid kumbe ngensuku ze-colonialism. So-ke thina njengeZimbabwe Communist Party yikuthi-ke sitshengise umhlaba ukuthi lokhu abantu abakutshayela umgabe izandla nxa engafike Soweto, lokhu abantu be-West Africa bawutshayela umgabe izandla kayisikho. Umgabe ngumuntu ovele wenziwa ngamakhiwa, asomuntu esingathi thina i-revolutionary. Yikho-ke thina lapho esingena khona njengamakomanisi. Okwesibili, kakusikho ukuthi ungaba le-coalition of the opposition, i-coalition of the opposition izawina ukhetho. Kodwa okudingakala kakhulu ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi kanti vele kuyini abantu abakufunayo, ngoba abantu bafuna ukulala bedlile, abantu bafuna ukuthi baye ezibhedlela, abantu bafuna imisebenzi, abantu kabafuna ukulala emabhenki, abantu bafuna ukuthi bengasebenzi emazweni basebenze emakhaya. Kanti kuyini konke lokhu okwenza khona lokho? Thina-ke njengeZimbabwe Communist Party sithi konke lokho kungalungiswa nxa singalandela uhlelo lwe-socialism.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabena. Do stay on the line. Christine M. Terer, Mkoma Godfrey, Varuku Zambia. Asi, tisa tanzu kuna Mkoma Godfrey, tukunzu wauti nare ya Muzarenya Gomo, inenge ya Rasikap, ya Dona, anzi ya Drop. Tukueza kui inonga, kana tukueza watinge tichiyo azusara bachurongwa. Asi, timu zuka kuna Mkoma Godfrey, Varuku Zambia. Mkoma Godfrey, magadi.
Zibu, magadi, yo.
Takasimba muri divi ripi ku Zambia?
Ndi Mulusaka.
Mulusaka kuku musha muchibva papi?
Apa Mutare.
O Mutare, aiwa tipei pfungwa dzenyu tinzwe pamusoro penyaya yatirikurukurai.
Yakanaka chaizvo. Vadiri ndakati bokane. Patambuyawo. Pakuti ingo I think that's the problem.
Mwana
pa fakisa se hipo fa.
Ah, manje nare yao ya donar gaiti mozo uti wa dzoka eriparu nare. Mzare nyagomo, ma dzoka eripachurongwa. Ah, tisa tisha kwanza unge tishiwa konekta utuwa dzoka pachurongwa. Asi tisha wa shita mvunze wenyu kuti wanu amuru kuru zira kuti wange wachenda kumisha kuno nyoresa kufota. Mapemita awa kupera kushanda muna Disemba umu, kupera kwe gore lino.
Ani se 20. Wati kwa zilezi, wari kura kati sa muri zao. Aliki. Wati kwa nema kwa kama furgoma eko kenshi, kwa nema eko neti, kwa ne chishi, whatever. Kashisha kwa ni kudaspora, wati kubila mali zao kune muri zilo kwa nita kwa ziri kudaspora.
Asa, mufunge hiri uti kuru zire yawe uti wanovanyo reso kuna ovota. Kuti muzokwanisa kuvhota mugadziri sezvinhu zvamuri kuchemana zvaita kuti nyika vanhu vagare kunze ikurudziro yakanaka.
Ngoma joga but many problem ekuti zvinhu zvakatononokwa kugara because ndiye mukona kuti pane munhu ikurudzira akuzama kuziraramira waneta nezvinhu.
Hanzi rwendo runonetesa munhu akusvika mukoma Godfrey maakusvika maita basa. Tichasvitsa mubvunzo wenyu kuna Muzare Nyagomo.
Kusvika but nani sai manje papozikire yatiri manje ndekuti munhu weseka anakurara pasa hatisiri muZimbabwe ari kutotsvaka iwo andika wari kuUK.
Iwo vari kuUK asi vanogara vari kumusha nguva zhinji ndokunotori nebato ravo ndokwavanoshanda
vari. Wandiri kumhuka wakatotizanga kwavo kazvikozi kupuwa iproblem kuti waronge wari ku.
Nguwa hondo batore zano PF rekangariri kuMozambique rezapo riri kuZambia ndo zvinoita vanenge vachirwira kugadzirisa zvino. Tinotenda mukoma Godfrey ndofunga nhare yavo yadona zvakare. Tinoti kuti dambudziko redzi nhare Chris Tombonzwa kuti zvii zvimwe zviripo.
Right now jonga let's take a breather and take a look at what has been happening around Africa.
Ngalisanda Sikuma igama lami ngu Chris Gande. Nanzi inhloko zendaba zethu lamhlanje.
South Sudan. Umongameli Salva Kiir usexotshwe owayengumkhokheli webutho uMnumzana Paul Malong kulandela ukusuka esikhundleni kwenye inkokheli yebutho. Umanyano United Nations izolo usole kakhulu ukubulawa kwabazoletha ukuthula elizweni abane empumalanga ye-Central African Republic, Ivory Coast. Kutholakale impondo zendlovu ezilesindo sama-KG angamachumi ayisithupha okucatshangelwa ukuthi abezathengiswa kwele Asia. Kenya. Inkampani yeSafricon Limited eyo enkulu kwezokwethekelela ibe lenzuzo edlula amachumi amabili ekhulwini yathola imali efika phose isigidi esisodwa. Nigeria. Umnenke uyadingakala umhlaba wonke jikelele usetshenziswa ukudla lamafutha okwanga.
Kwanele okwalamhlanje asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
Yes, Jonga, that was what's happening. What was happening in Africa, the whole of Africa. Back to our show here.
Oh, yeah, I think we have another guest, Mr. Edgar Magaya, who is the vice president of another opposition political party, ZIP. Welcome to Studio 7 Diaspora Forum Live Talk, Mr. Magaya.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening to you.
Thank you. Welcome. Maybe you can start by telling us more about your party.
Yeah, our party is called Zimbabwe Partnership for Prosperity, which was basically launched on 16 December 2016. But the fact that we launched it in December doesn't mean that it's a new party. It is actually a result of a lot of research that we have gone through as concerned Zimbabweans, mostly in the diaspora. So our party, our organization is made up of a lot of intellectuals, a lot of captains of industry, a lot of normal Zimbabweans, including students, that came together to say, how can you actually make our country better? How can we reclaim our position in Africa and in the world? Mm. So ZIP, in short, what main tenet is that we believe that God has answered the prayers of Zimbabweans. So we've got God as the apex of everything that we do. It's a very Christian religious organization, but that doesn't mean we don't welcome anyone from any other religion, because we recognize that all Zimbabweans are free to exercise their right to religion. Mm-hmm. So it is led by Dr. Blessing Kasiamuru, who is the president. He is currently based in South Africa, but he is always in Zimbabwe. Almost 60% of the time every week, to actually put structures in place to prepare for us taking over the government in 2018 after the election.
Hmm. Yes, Mr. Magaya, right now as we speak, there is a gathering of political parties, opposition political parties in South Africa that are meeting to, to find a way if they can work together. Are you part of that gathering?
No, that is not part of our strategy. We have always said we believe in our value proposition, which is essentially a re-look at how Zimbabwe has been run, even if we take it all the way back to the colonialists that were ruling the country, taking to the next stage, which is where ZANU-PF comes in, and even some of our elders that were part of the GNU. They never really had a vision that took into account the new generations that are to come. Everyone was looking at a short-sighted kind of vision, and ZIP is saying, we're coming in, we want to prepare Zimbabwe, not for us, not for our kids, but for our great-grandchildren. So our vision is long-term in everything that we are going to do. So this idea of now coalitions and things like that, they do not talk to us because we don't want, first of all, to contaminate our vision. That's number one. But more so, number two, we do not think that a coalition has got any solution whatsoever, because it's a short-sighted view which says, let's take off ZANU-PF from power. I don't know what's going to follow from that. Your guess is as good as mine. After they take ZANU-PF out of power, it's actually interesting to wait and see what the fireworks will actually bring.
Maybe some listeners may want to know if you have or if you had all these other new ideas, why didn't you try to fit them into already formed political opposition parties instead of forming another political party to make them like over 50 now or 60?
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. So you see, our approach is very different because, number one, we recognize that our elders, even all the way to our ancestors, the Kagoyis, the Meanders, even the Lobengulas of this world, they had a vision of a country where they were free. Free economically, free to define their religion, free to define their economics and everything. We are of that same vision, and we know that when our elders actually went to war to fight with the colonials and things like that, their idea was noble at that stage. They also wanted political freedom. They hoped to also gain economic freedom. But we realized that they were not equipped to actually take Zimbabwe into the economic into the economic life that every Zimbabwean had dreamed for.
Mm.
So our position is that as the new young blood of Zimbabwe, we've got the solutions, we've got the capacity, we have got the knowledge and experience to actually run a modern 21st century country where we can actually compete with the likes of France, with the likes of Canada, with the likes of the UK. So we do not feel that taking our ideas into the current opposition parties is the right way, because one, their vision, their view of things is totally different from actually bringing on the table. They have got their way of thinking. They still think Europe or America has got the solutions for Africa. I mean, I don't have to be a student of history to actually tell you that what's happening up north in the west of Africa, France is busy bombarding everybody and bulldozing everyone. America, all over the show, they are all pushing their own agendas. I do not believe that they actually come in to make us better. They come in for economic reasons. So for that reason, ZIP is not going to join or put our ideas on the table and form a coalition with anyone, because it actually needs a big paradigm shift for these guys to embrace what we actually bring on the table. They have to start in the old idea of gaining power, consolidating power, which is what we think is actually happening. People are busy consolidating power in this coalition. So that's not that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Just keep holding. Mr. Mabena.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Mr. Mabena.
Oh. Hello.
Yes. Mr. Mabena, you heard what Mr. Magaya has just said, about not getting into a coalition and, their ideology. He says they don't want it to be tainted and so forth. But as the small parties that the callers have been saying, that are you not likely to chip off the support from the opposition and benefit the ruling party?
Look, as I said earlier on, that the question of us contesting for state power or participating in elections is a decision which we will yet to take around December. We might not contest as the Zimbabwe Communist Party. We might support another political party that we believe shares our values, shares our beliefs, or a political party that is less
character. Have you already come up with the party that you are going to support, the one that you say has got your same vision and so forth?
come again, I didn't get your question.
I said, have you already made up your mind which party you are going to?
This is why I said earlier on, we are confronted with the two questions. The first question, do we have a workers' party in Zimbabwe? At the moment, we haven't answered in the affirmative. And the second question is, which we have dismissed, is that do we have a national liberation movement, a revolutionary liberation movement? We don't have. What we have is a reactionary. So it basically cuts us off in working or in collaborating with the ZANU-PF. So we are the only vanguard of the working class that has been launched. So we are still interrogating this question of a workers' party if it exists. But we are not really looking for that party. Ours is to unite the working class. Ours is to work with a progressive civil society. Then in December, that's when we're going to answer the question, what is our attitude to 2018?
Ah, okay. Thank you so much. Time is running out. Let's quickly get another caller. Slow Andrew, also South Africa. Kunjani, Andrew?
Ngiyaphila njani, baba?
Siyaphila. Ungaphi kwe South Africa?
Ngisegoli, Johannesburg.
Oh, usegoli kanye kanye. Hayi, siyathaba ukuba lawo. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Yeah, ngiyabonga ukungena kuhlelo. Kuphela ekwenzama ukuthi kubonise laba ama-parties amancane lawa angekho kunera imistake enkulu le abayenzayo. They are promoting i-ruling party ukuthi iwine njalo njalo ngamagwala bengamagwala nje waye befuna ukuzokudla sekuvothiwe ma bengahlanganeli le nera bafuna ukuzokudla sekuvuthiwe izitrategi zabo zonke siyazizwa. Abanye bangena ngama-communist parties, abanye bangena ngendlela zabo ezijineyo. Labanama-communist siyawazi ukuthi ayesebenza njani. Isi-communist sigudu empini ekubuseni. Abantu besi-communist bonke ma sebethethile izwe sebebusa bajikela kugcina sebengama-capitalist. Yikho ke ngicela ukuthi laba bantu bazwisisise kababambane labanye bese befoma kama-part abo later bebambane labanye ngoba siyababona ukuthi bafuna ukuthi balwelwe ngabanye sebebuya sekuvuthiwe. Asiyifuni into enjengaleyo eZimbabwe. Kabasuke entweni yabo lonke wakubona ngaphukululizwe useLondon wena. Asikufuni lokho, kababuye ndawonye bengene kunera. Nyabonga.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu Andrew. Ube lobusuku obuhle. Silethe mbabalalele silabo bakhona abanye abakhokheli
ba baphendule mabelalele mani basiphazamisa ba promote izano.
Hayi, uyazwakala. Sibongile kakhulu.
Ngipha kakhulu umbono kababa okhulumayo. Kulilungelo lakhe ukuthi akhulume. Thina njengamakomanizi silalokho ukuthi siya accept i-criticism ukuthi sizwe ukuthi abantu bathini. Kodwa-ke thina esiphezu kwakho ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe ukuze lilunge yikuthi kumele kube le-socialism. Inera asoya ama-elections, inera ikhuluma ngendaba ze-constitution implementation of ama-electoral reforms avele khona ku-2013 constitution. That is not our struggle. Our struggle is economic empowerment of the black people of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. You still have the caller?
The caller is gone, but I just have a quick message here from Dr. Muzovanzi Muzi Ncube, who says, this is a mockery to democracy in Zimbabwe if we have zillions of opposition parties in a country that has 13 million people only, trying to get one regime out of power. This simply means when ZANU-PF is gone, we may have even bigger problems. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. I would like to thank our guests, We had Mr. Edgar Magaya. Thank you so much from South Africa. Again from South Africa, we had Mr. Ngavuto Mabena, the Secretary General of the Communist Party in Zimbabwe. And we had Barbara Nyagomo, also of the Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe, who is the president. I would like to thank you all and our callers and listeners. We had serious problems with our phones, unfortunately, from Zimbabwe. This is Chris Kande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Wongu wa tereri, toti murale shakanaka. Chitenda zvakare vemapo ato wapinda muzvirongwa. Zimbabwe Partnership for Prosperity, kana kuti ZIPI, yanga yakamirwa nava Edgar Magaya na muzvare Barbara Nyagomo, pamwe chete na vama Bena. Anokuoneka hii, ndini Jonga Kandemiri.